Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lakin. How may I help you today?
Hi, I got a bill on my debit card, and I did not make this purchase. Somebody has used my name.
All right, I can help you with that. This.
Okay.
What's your first and last name?
It's under it's under Lynn Wagner.
Is that you?
Yes, me.
All right, and verify your address for security purposes.
It's 3572 Highway 30, Lonedale, Missouri, 63060.
Thank you. All right, so I have an account pulled up here. Did you take a survey to try to win a Dyson Vacuum 11?
I didn't do this, but apparently it says I did because I just looked through my email.
What does it say in your email?
It says that it was for Grubhub. And I did
not. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I didn't do this.
All right. So, yeah, it looks like it's showing that you took a survey to try to win a Dyson vacuum through a sweepstakes entry, which enrolls you into the Bytel meal planning app for $59.89. And you're saying you didn't do that, correct?
No, I didn't do this.
All right.
I might have looked through my email and seen this and seen what the heck it was and touched it, but I didn't know. I didn't know. No.
But you didn't physically put your information in to sign up?
No.
All right, so who would have all your information besides you?
Like I said, I opened my email, and it was in my email.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not make – no. Mm-mm. This is not – no. This is group – it's – no.
No, you're fine. I'm just trying to figure out how we got it. All right, what I'll do is I'll cancel it out for you. And if you're saying that someone has compromised your information and signed you up, then you can speak with the fraud department. Would you like to do that?
Well, I don't want this, and I want my money back because it's on my debit card. And I had to go switch my debit card because I couldn't figure out what the heck was going on.
That's why I said, do you want to file under fraud since you're saying you didn't do it?
Yes.
All right, give me one second.
I mean, this is crazy. If I was looking through my email, you know, and seen something, I was like, well, what's this?
I mean, if you just look at something, of course, it's not going to get your information. You have to physically put it in there. So that's what I'm trying to figure out. If you're saying you saw an email, but you didn't put anything in there, how would they get your information?
Yeah, well, it says access content. Hold on, let me read the whole thing here.
Okay.
I didn't do this. It's for Grubhub. It says I made a subscription to it, and I didn't do that. And it says 12 o'clock in the morning?
Come up for the charge.
Yeah. No, I went through a divorce. Let me put it to you that way. Just recently. And if my ex-old man did this, there's going to be hell to pay. Let me put it to you this way.
You're right. That could have happened. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I didn't do this. It says grubbytesjub.com. I didn't do this. Let's get this taken care of.
All right. Give me 1 second. Let's see who we have available for you. One moment.
Because, I mean, this is my old address even.
Oh, okay. Well, probably, I guess it was signed up a long time ago then. One second, I'm just seeing who we have available for you.
Okay.